Happy Friday, everyone. It's Graham, and today we're going into the archives to bring you one of the most popular clips on our YouTube channel ever.
This week, Kobe Bryant.
The clip you're about to hear is trending on our Instagram right now. Hope you enjoy.
Notable moments from your career. 8 years old in the game, how many points did you score?
63.
How?
Like, technically how?
At 8 years old, how do you score?
Well, I figured out that most kids that are right-handed can't go left. You know what I mean? So I just sit on their right hand. I got like steal after steal after steal. After. I mean, that's really how it happened. I just pressure the backcourt, and as soon as a kid started dribbling the ball, I'd jump right in his right hand, and then I'd take it from him and lay it up, take it from him, lay it up, take it from him, lay it up. And it just went on, and there was nothing they could do about it.
And do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
What, did anything that sticks out?
No, I mean, that just the fact that I scored 63 points. I mean, my teammates were all just going crazy about it after the game. It was fun. And then, you know, we had the finals the next night, and I had a 40-point game the next game doing the same thing. My father always told me, he said, son, you got to be able to use both hands. Got to be able to use both hands at an early age, and I could.
The 81-point game in the NBA, 81 points in a single game. What sticks out for you from that game?
Probably the fact that I had pepperoni pizza the night before the game.
is that common, or is that
no? It's not common at all. I was just kind of craving a pepperoni pizza, and I had one.
Start a trend?
No, I hope not. I hope they don't follow that lead. The day that I actually scored 81 was my grandfather's birthday, who had passed away a few years before, and my grandmother, who had never seen me play in the NBA just because her nerves can't take it. She flew out to California, and she came to watch me play for the first time and the only time. And that just so happened to be the night I scored 81.
What was that like for you with having your grandmother the first and only time sitting in the stands watching?
It was really special for me. I mean, my grandmother has always been there for me. We're out of the family, we're probably the most similar personality. So it was really, really special. I mean, she was one of these grandmothers who, you know, I would play like 8 games a day in the summertime for different summer leagues and stuff like that. And she'd be like, boy, you need to slow down. You know, you're getting too tired, you're exhausted. You know, it's just one of those grandmas who's really caregiving, you know, and just a caretaker. So for her to be there at the Staples Center to watch me play at this ultimate level after seeing me play for so many years, you know, in high school and summer league was special.
So those 81 points in a single game, second, you know, in history only to Wilt Chamberlain. It should be pointed out, even Michael Jordan only had 69 points in a game, and he needed overtime to get to that point. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 55 points in a game is what he tops out at, and you had that in the second half of that game alone. When you're in the zone like that, how do you know?
Yeah, it's funny. It's a strange feeling because you know you're in the zone, but you can't afford to allow yourself to know you're in the zone, because once you do, then you lose it. You know, because being in that moment, it's all about being in that moment and not letting anything else enter into your mind emotionally or psychologically. And you just continue to go and go and go. And, you know, for me as a player, you know, when I get hot, I mean, I get blistering hot. And it's something that I just had to kind of keep going and not take my mind or focus, let my focus shift to something else.
What's different about it, though? I mean, when you're in the zone like that relative to an average game?
Oh, it's such a sense of calmness and focus. And it's almost a sense of desperation where nothing else matters. Nothing. Nobody talking to you, you know, not a fan sitting over here. Nothing is relevant. The only thing that's important is the moment that you're in. And it's tough to find that space on a consistent basis, but you know, I think that's what makes sport so compelling.
I read somewhere after that game that you said it actually slowed down for you. How so?
Well, just because of the fact that, you know, I was so hot shooting the ball, now I can pick and choose whatever I did out there on the floor. You know, so it was almost like the defense was at my mercy. And because of that, I could anticipate everything that was going on because I was dictating everything that was going on because I was so hot. And so it kind of gives that feeling that everything slows down.
And that's this week's Fan Favorite. To see more popular videos, go to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/GrahamBensinger.